Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Unshakable Faith, was written by Anne Cetus. Kevin walked into the nursing facility after his dad passed away to pick up his belongings. The staff handed him two small boxes. He said he realized that day that it really didn't take an abundance of possessions to be happy. His dad, Larry, had been carefree and always ready with a smile and an encouraging word for others. The reason for his happiness was another possession that didn't fit into a box, an unshakable faith in his Redeemer, Jesus. Jesus urges us to store up treasures in heaven. He didn't say we couldn't own a home or buy a car or save for the future or have numerous possessions. But he urged us to examine the focus of our hearts. Where was Larry's focus? His heart was set on loving God by loving others. He would wander up and down the halls where he lived, greeting and encouraging those he met. If someone was in tears, he was there with a comforting word or listening ear or heartfelt prayer. His mind was focused on living for God's honor and the good of others. We might want to ask ourselves if we could be happy with fewer things that clutter and distract us from the more important matters of loving God and others. Where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. What we value is reflected in how we live. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Let's pray. Lord, the pursuit of riches on earth is endless, and it only leads to a hunger for more. But when we seek our satisfaction and fulfillment in you, earthly riches become tools we can use to serve others out of our love for you. You are our greatest treasure, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.